All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Time now for Coming In Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Jason York.
Hi, everybody. Happy Thursday. And Yorkie has promised to buy everybody a free round at the Cheshire Cat.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah, brutal. Great start to the morning.
Well, this is on you. I'm in Chicago. I brought the microphone. It was all set up. It won't plug in properly to my laptop. So,
yeah. I got nothing for you. I am not tech savvy. All I know is I woke up this morning, actually early while I got ready for the show at 8:45, and was working with my audio and like, what is going on? It's like an alien's been in my office and taken over my audio. Anyhow, what are you going to do?
All right, we'll move on. Nice to see you as always. The show is kicking off into the off season as the Sens are now done the regular season, Yorkie. But, and we should have known, you said you're going to take Boston. I said Anton Forsberg was 3-0-1 in his lifetime against the Boston Bruins. And I've taken the Sens enough times this year to be below 500, and I didn't do it, and they won. And he was fantastic. Yeah.
Well, like,
why not go out on a high, Wally? Nope. That's it. I'm taking Boston. Idiot.
That put a great exclamation mark on the Ottawa Senators season and your season. As the, you know what? If there's anything you should learn here with a lesson, Wally, it's you should not bet. save your hard-earned money, but no, it's just, this is the thing with Ottawa this year. You think one thing is going to happen, they do the other. But one thing, I will say this, nice ending to the season on a year where there was so much hope, so much, many people picked Ottawa to make the playoffs this year. So I will say this, I'm happy. I'm really happy for Jacques Martin. He came in and to leave, I don't see him back coaching in the NHL as a head coach. To leave on that high note, you saw the big smile on his face after the game. For me personally, having played for Jacques for 5 years, knowing the man, that was really nice to see. Good ending for Jacques Martin.
Yeah, he finishes, I think it's 500, right, for his record.
Yeah.
People, there was a lot of doubt saying, oh, he was going to be a disaster behind the bench. This team will never get it straightened out. I thought he corrected what he could. He's not a miracle worker. And by the time he took over, the season was over for the most part. And realistically, I thought there was a lot of habits that were corrected, or at least have started to be corrected. And the big part is he's always brought it up, and Yorkie, you've alluded to it time and time again. It's about the habits and making these guys become professionals.
Well, you hit the word, the key word right there, professional. I think Jacques used that word so many times from day one right till that last game. That's what he does. He teaches you to be an NHL player and to create habits. And the habits for this team when Jacques came in weren't very good. And that was the biggest thing he needed to address. And I go back and forth to this. Look, habits with the puck, making decisions, playing the right way. You heard him talking about preparing this team to learn how to play when it's important. So that's tough when your games don't have a lot of meaning. But there were some things that, I thought really improved with this team, especially the play of certain players. I said this the other day on the show. Jake Sanderson got better, which is pretty tough to do from the level he was at. And the guy that took a ton of heat for his inconsistent play and to looking at him now is Drake Batherson. I am so impressed with how this player played down the stretch, how he improved his overall game, and just didn't lose. Because it's one thing when you get a coach, Wally, that comes in and he's a defense-first guy and he tries to teach better habits, better puck management. You would think a player like a Batherson, his production would drop because he's trying to buy in, he's trying to play the right way. His production went up and his defensive play got better. So that's just an example of one of the things I thought Jacques when he came in on certain players. And that player in particular, Drake Batherson, I think his game went to another level.
I completely agree with you. Another guy I would say did, and I understand he's still a pretty highly talented player, but he's going to be in our today's Did You Know, which is brought to you, as always, by Wendy's. Download the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool at dailyfaceoff.com and get involved with Daily Picking and see if you can be rewarded weekly prizes, including the now small coffee at Wendy's for about $5. That's Wendy's and Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. Wendy's, I'm loving it. No, that's not that's wrong. Brady Tkachuk, by the way. Yeah, he finished leading the team in scoring for the fourth time. In fact, he's only been three other people to lead the Ottawa Senators in scoring four times or more in their career. Alexei Yashin did it six times, Erik Karlsson and Daniel Alfredsson five each. Karlsson, by the way, six of them all consecutively. So Brady at 24 is going to slide up that chart, I would suspect, and maybe the all-time possibly for the Ottawa Senators. He's got a tussle with Tim Stützle every year now.
yeah. That's but the one thing Brady does, he gets his goals. And what was his final tally this year? I don't have the stats.
37
goals. So three out of 40. It's pretty good during year offensively. But like us, we've talked about this all year long. We've talked about it for the last three or four years with Tkachuk. It's just. It's that rambunctious style he plays. And for people, yeah. I hate saying this. Everybody keeps saying it. Wait till he gets in the playoffs to really see. And that's the frustrating part. His game's going to be better in the playoffs. And everybody's just waiting. I don't want to poke holes at everybody here. But I think we're even going to see a better form of Brady Tkachuk when that happens. Hopefully next year. I'm sure we'll get into this over the weeks and months. But this offseason, Wally, it's going to be it's going to be vital to determining whether or not this team's going to be a playoff team next year.
Got it. We're going to have this debate all season long on whether or not this is a playoff team or not. But
well, listen, there's a couple important dates coming up. You've got the biggest one is the draft, and I think that's most likely where you're going to see some change happening with this group. And Snail's talked about it. Months ago, I know he was not a lot of said was said the other day, but I would think there's highly very good chance that some pretty important moves get made in the draft.
And it is locker cleanup today for the Ottawa Senators as the players and Jacques will speak one final time for him as acting interim head coach, and then tomorrow we will hear from Steve Staios and what he has to say. But again, Steve doesn't say very much that we don't already kind of know in the public, right? There's going to be change. We need to fix stuff. We need to build an identity. There has to be some – like, this team, Yorkie, has zero identity. Like, they're just a hockey team on the ice right now. They're like the – and I'll say this, Buffalo, Columbus, there's just no identity with this group whatsoever.
Well, if you look at every team that missed the playoffs this year, you could blanket them all with the same observation and say, yeah, they don't have an identity because they don't have a winning identity. Yeah, Ottawa's lumped in that as well. If you look at the shopping list of what needs to be done, right shot D, a forward or two that's older, experienced, plays 200-foot game, just becoming a harder team, faster team, and the question with the goaltending, and of course, we haven't even talked about this. Of course, Forsberg against Boston plays his best game of the year Like,
he was outstanding.
He was outstanding. And everyone's like, where was this year? So it's like torturing people at the end of the season. But what are you going to do? You play the games you have. It is what it is. I've said this for the last little while. It's so tough to evaluate right now when you're playing with these types of games. But to your point with Dale, so Wally, I think it's good. Like, don't show your hand. Don't be so forthright. Don't say the wrong thing. You're better to say nothing than to say a bunch of gibberish and put yourself, back yourself in the corner, like we've seen That's time fair. And time again here over the years. So I got no problem with an organization keeping things tight to the vest and just, you know, being deliberate and just sticking to what the message is. And right now it's wait and see. There's a process. And, like I said, I think the NHL draft is going to be very telling for what management does.
Just a quick note on Forsberg before we get to our hot and cold performer, because I debated putting Forsberg as the hot and cold performer based on his game against Boston. He was very good. So, and then I was like, well, if we had a show the next day, I would use it. But I'll tell you in a sec who our hot and cold performer is. But down the stretch, Anton Forsberg in 14 games, 14 starts, 8-4 with a .306 and an .892. Like, not terrible. Good, yeah. To me, good backup numbers. Yeah, comparatively, like, to what it was, for sure.
Yeah, ideally you'd like it over 900, but the record's better. Well, what was that stat you're talking about the other day on the show? How many times the Senators actually led games going down the stretch? There's a huge amount of comebacks.
They kept giving up the first goal every two shots.
Yeah, I have no. This is just my personal feeling on this. And I think a lot of people share the same sentiment. I think something might get done with the goaltending situation. One of the goaltenders, I would think there's a good possibility that change, if you can do it, because that's the thing, because that's one of the toughest things to do. You got guys under contract, but there's a lot of money coming off the books. So there's money coming off the books. There'd be a little bit of money to work with, but it's going to be an interesting offseason, to say the least.
All right. So let's do today's hot and cold performer. Brought to you by DoorDash. Get it delivered even here in Chicago if you need to. With Double Dash on DoorDash, you can order from multiple restaurants in the same delivery without additional delivery fees, so everyone can get what they want or need. Our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order, $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store. Enter code NATION25. That's 25% off up to a $10 value. Zero delivery fees in your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store. NATION25, offer valid in Canada, subject to change, terms apply. Yorkie, here's the reason why. Yuri Schmeichel, in his 20th NHL game, got his first NHL goal, which, by the way, if you saw it, was a disaster because they didn't call it a goal and they had to review it. And that's, I hate that as your first goal. He played a career high, if you will, 1459. He led the team in blocked shots. He had one shot on goal, one goal. That's pretty good shooting percentage, and he was a plus one. He had a really good game, and I just feel we just owed him a little fist bump, if you will. Yuri Schmeichel, the hot and cold performer.
Are you in the everybody gets a freezy world, Wally? Are you that
apple parent? Slice. I'm sorry, orange slices. Everybody gets orange slices.
Are you that parent? Yes. Let's forget about. You know what? Let's just not even forget about grades. Everybody passes. Oh yeah, that's already got passing.
Wait, Anton Forsberg had enough opportunities this year to be the hot or cold performer many times as the hot performer.
How do you give Yuri Schmeichel
one time?
Listen, the guy Forsberg just played the best game of the year, and you're not giving him hot performance.
No, he had a shutout the other night.
Tough crowd, man.
So, back where is it here? Against Chicago, he had a 2-0 shutout.
Yeah,
doesn't that matter?
No, I'm saying Forsberg should get the hot performer.
I'm telling you, I could have done it.
But you're the fairness police. So you're giving it to Yuri Schmeichel because he got his first goal.
So you don't think he played 1459?
Yeah, but he didn't single handedly win the Ottawa Senators the game.
It didn't matter if they won the game or not, Yorkie. At this point, they knew they weren't going to play any more games. It didn't matter.
I don't know. Listen, that was a superhuman effort by Anton Forsberg. So judging by the standings, too, did Forsberg's effort, if they lose that game in regular season, does Montreal leapfrog some, don't they? Or they end up
Arizona.
I'm trying
Montreal's
to
done.
No, but if Ottawa loses that game in regulation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, they could have. Yeah, yeah.
And Arizona.
Yes.
not only does Forsberg have his best game of the season when it doesn't matter, he just makes sure that Ottawa moves down a couple places in the draft too.
See, so why would I want to reward that kind of behavior? That's not what we want here. It's not what we want at all.
Oh boy, yeah.
So you're not happy with Yuri Schmeichel? Okay, fine.
Well, listen, am I happy for him? Sure, he got his first NHL goal. It's nice. He had a big smile on his face. I'll never say I feel bad for a player because, you know, I'm certain his year didn't go the way he thought it would go when he came over. Ended up in Belleville for most of the year. So anyways, we'll give him a freezy and give him the hot performer of the game.
He got orange slices. Right.
You're giving him orange slices?
Yeah, everybody gets orange slices.
There's no way, listen, there's no way you were the guy slicing up oranges for soccer. Like you, there's...
No.
That was your wife.
No. She would make brownies and cupcakes and cookies and, oh yeah,
cake for pies. You guys were bringing that to the soccer field?
So we didn't do a lot of soccer. Our kids didn't like it.
What'd you do?
Hockey. My daughter played basketball.
Oh, so but basketball for kids coincides with the hockey season, right? It's kind of the same.
Not real, like so-so. So here's the thing, and I get so as we both know, I know Chris Schwartz really well, and like there is a huge argument, and I've heard it lots. Wayne Gretzky, everybody needs to play two sports.
Yeah,
you can't play hockey in the summer. Yeah. I understand that completely.
Mm-hmm.
My kid doesn't want to play a different sport, so. Telling them they've got to go do something because you have to. Now he did play like football and he did play some basketball, but his That's love good. Has always been get me on the ice. I want to play hockey.
Yeah.
So he plays hockey.
Who's the parent?
Who's the parent? He is.
He's calling the shots for the Wallace High School.
Listen. Like, if that's what you love to do, I'm not going to say no. You have to play basketball and be miserable because we said you need to play two sports.
Hey, when I was a kid, I loved eating cookies. I didn't get to eat
this
cookies,
isn't though. The same.
Like,
this isn't the same.
I love eating cookies. Why can't I eat cookies all the time?
So, okay. So let's force them to do something they don't really want to do and still – because he's still being active. He's still working out. He's still playing basketball in the driveway. Like, do we need to force him to do something different because somebody said yes? It doesn't matter.
It's not like you're forcing him to do something terrible. Go outside and play a sport. Like, God forbid.
If you hate the sport, you don't want to play it. Like, I don't understand how you don't see this.
Oh, God. Listen, I'm of the mind as long as you're doing something active and you're having a good time and you're like, what's the big deal? I was a big baseball guy, but I just did it. Well, is your son, your son's your oldest, right?
No, youngest.
He's the youngest, eh? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many different debates about being a one-sport athlete, two-sport athlete, and you need to be well-rounded. I'll tell you one thing, a lot of the guys nowadays, they are hockey all the time. It's crazy. Like a lot of the kids that I'm seeing that make it, I'm not going to say it's unfortunate because these kids that do it obviously love what they're doing and here's the thing, people that ended up being really, really good at something like pro sports or whatever, pianists, professional musicians, they have OCD. It's like they can't stop doing things. Mm-hmm. They can't stop practicing. And that's what makes you really good at something, just your ability to practice and practice and practice over and over again. So here's the tip for parents. Unless your kid has that, they're not going anywhere.
But wait, that's another argument. I don't want to get into this today, but that's another argument. They don't have to go to the NHL or they have to go to the – they can go play college scholarships or they can play – maybe lower tiers in Europe or whatever.
That's
every, my art. You know, I hear every used to hear every day at Triple A hockey or whatever it is. He's not playing in the show. I don't know why you're bothering. Because he just wants to play a game.
I love that one though. Oh yeah, yeah. He'll just get a college scholarship because those are easy to get.
Yeah, but I remember being so Yorkie. I remember being in house league.
Yeah.
So Ryan played house league. It had been like 10 years, maybe eight. I can't remember. It was really young. And one of the parents is like, "How do you know he's not going to the NHL?" I'm like, "I don't know." So you go and do whatever it is you want to do to get them to wherever they want to go. But let's not talk about the NHL at 8 years old, shall we?
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know,
Yorkie. Hold on, we're moving on. But I've been sitting here looking at you all show. And I knew I could, you look like somebody I knew, and this is who it is. You look like Ernest.
Ernest goes to camp? Well, my face must look huge because I'm like so close to the camera. But hey,
this is who you is. I'm calling you Ernest from now on.
You got a picture? Do we have the picture of said Ernest? Are you talking about Ernest of those terrible movies?
Yeah.
Ernest?
Yeah. Can you not see it?
I can't see it. I can only see me in the camera.
Oh my God.
That whole thing with, we could do a whole show on that with sports and kids playing sports. So it's a fascinating thing to talk about because it's so people have so many different opinions on it. I'll tell you this. I tweeted this out about 3 weeks ago for people that are interested in development of being high-end athletes, musicians or whatever it may be. I read this book. It's called The Talent Code. It gives you a really good understanding of how skills and people develop their abilities to the highest degree. Really interesting. Well, you'd actually enjoy it. It's called The Talent Code. Excellent book.
Also, another good book is Bob McKenzie's Crazy Hockey Dad. I think it's called Hockey Dad.
Bob was nuts, eh, when he was a hockey dad. Yeah. I read that. There's some great stories in there.
Yeah. We should maybe get him on and talk about that book in the summer. Okay.
Yeah.
Since he's just sitting at the cottage doing nothing. Okay.
Doesn't he have his own brand of margaritas? The Bobby margaritas?
Bobby Margarita. I got a couple sent to me. Yeah. They're pretty good.
Oh, so good. So good.
All right. This show proudly presented by BEI. Bonisher Excavating Inc., helping to shape the Ottawa Valley as always. Equipment rentals, aggregate topsoil sales, custom crushing and screening, haulage and floating, hot mix paving and concrete formwork. Basically, look, they do a commercial and residential. If you need some work done, driveway, aggregate deliveries, all that stuff, give them a call, 613-432-1120 or go to bonisherexcavating.com. Tomorrow, by the way, is Free Hockey Friday.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, Yorkie can't see this. Can you do Douglas?
I can't see anything.
Okay. Let me take over the show again, as usual. I get a great night's sleep. Brought to you by Douglas. And named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort and feel. Most in isolation. Sleep School. Relieves pressure points. And, of course, a great value. Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians. Get delivery usually in 1 to 4 business days. It's free shipping right from coast to coast. Every mattress comes with a free comfort sleep bundle, pillows, sheets, and mattress protector. Order your Douglas today. Don't wait. It's a 365-night sleep trial by visiting douglas.ca/CIH. Canada's best mattress made for Canadians. And Yorkie, as we both woke up today, I actually brought my AG1 with me to give me a lot more energy through the day. Foundational nutritional supplement that basically supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Gone are the days of numerous multivitamin pills, thank goodness. Basically, one scoop of AG1 into your nice little shaker cup and away you go. Tested over 950 contaminants, NSF certified for sport. If you want to take ownership of your health, welcome in then AG1 to your life and to our show. It starts with AG1. Try it. Get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs, which I brought with me, with your first purchase of drinkag1.com/CIH. Man, no help from you today whatsoever.
No, you got nothing.
So people want us to now do the show as Neil Page and Ernest.
It's because of my nose. My nose, I can't do it on the show. I'll gross people out. My nose, yeah. Basically, I've got no cartilage in there. It's like a rubber nose. It's been broken so many times.
Would you have a number?
It started in junior, the first really bad one. I don't even have a registered time of when it actually did break. I just kept playing with it. I would say at least 3 or 4 times. Like it's pretty gross. Like I can move my nose all over the place, but it's good. It's good for taking a punch. Like it rolls, my nose rolls with the blow. So it's came in handy. There's actually a pretty funny picture on the internet. We had a 5-on-5 once with New Jersey. And I think I told this story before. I got Andre Waugh basically ran over Scott Niedermeyer. And New Jersey at the time had a really tough team. So I happened to be on the ice, wrong place, wrong time, because New Jersey had Lyle Oadline, Randy McKay, Ken Danico, Scott Stevens. All 4 of those guys were on the ice. I'm missing somebody else.
Yes, I'm trying to think who it is.
Somebody very tough as well. But anyhow,
would it be 2002, 2003?
No, that was, this is going back to the late 90s.
Good. They also have guys like Alain Nasruddin. So they just, right? Like they had guys that could also throw. Anyway.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. So anyhow, 2 guys jump Andre. I think Oadline and, sorry, the guy I'm forgetting. How could I forget this guy? Christoph Oliwa.
Okay, that's what so I was just coming up with. Yeah.
Oliwa and Oadline are surrounded Andre. Danico's looking to grab somebody. I'm the closest guy. He ends up dropping his gloves, so I have no choice to kind of drop my gloves. And then I didn't realize he was a left-handed puncher. So right away, I grab his other hand, because I think he's a righty, and I take a left right in the nose. So there's a picture online, if you Google Danico York fight. His fist, you can see my nose moving as his fist is hitting it, and it's like a still shot. So I'm pretty sure, Wally, that date against New Jersey, I broke my nose as well.
Now, I don't want to get on this topic for very long because we got to move on. But were there times like you would just basically break your nose and then just go back to the bench like nothing happened? At some point, it just became just another day at the office.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Pretty well. Well, see, it was like I would say you I knew one time I got hit in Tampa. It was what was this guy's Andre Nezardine, and I got hit. He basically cross-checked me in the face behind the net, and both my eyes turned black, and stitches and everything. So I left that game. I left that game because I got a concussion from the play. So there's a picture of me in the paper the next couple of days, and my I look like a raccoon, both eyes completely black. So I didn't even get my nose x-rayed, but I'm sure that was broken as well. Add it to the list of things that were wrong with me after taking a cross check to the face.
So I did just send Gavin the picture of you with Ken Danico, but you said you can't see it, and I want you to.
I know what it looks like.
All right, but I'll see when Gavin gets it in here. I did find it. I can do a lot during this show.
Like, how about, so that's the thing. Like in the 90s, if the refs didn't come in and save guys, so if stuff happened, they let the players deal with it. So if you, yeah. I remember one game. New Jersey had a very tough team. I said something to Odeline, and Odeline tried to get me the entire rest of that game after every whistle. So finally, that's another thing against New Jersey that happened. I think there's a video of that. I ended up having to, it wasn't much of a fight because Odeline, I think, was about 225 pounds. I was 190. Anyways, you had to, if you, what do they say? What's that new saying they have all over the internet? If you fuck around and find out.
Oh, yeah.
that term ran very true through my era in the 90s. Like if you had to account for your actions, which I think is a very good thing in hockey.
Here is the photo for people wondering.
What a shot, eh?
Number 3 against number 33, and you just ate that punch.
But how about that nose? You see how it's rolling with the ball? That's what I'm talking about. Like it's, you know, I didn't miss a shift. Came back after taking one right in the beak, and I know that's
the benefit. Okay. Now he later joined the broadcast world. Did you two ever cross paths in the broadcast in the booth press box and go, hey, remember that time you crushed my face?
Many times. He's a great guy. Kenny's a great guy. Really good broadcaster. That's the beauty of hockey. Like when stuff like that happens, it's like it happens on the ice. Like we talk about this all the time, especially with guys that fight all the time. Those guys are usually really good buddies for the most part. It's just things that happen on the ice happen. And then after the game's over, you go have a beer. Like who cares?
Yeah. All right. So I just want to get in before we go. The Eastern Conference playoffs are set, but the West, there's 6 games tonight, Yorkie. All 6 of them
are
Western Conference games. It's so bizarre to me.
No, I wanted to have my annual playoff pool tonight, but I got to wait until tomorrow.
Yeah, it screws up everything. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick our 4 round 1 series winners from the East. I will ask you on the weekend after tonight who you're picking in the West, and we can discuss it next week, but just so that we have a record of it. But all right, let's start with the New York Rangers against Washington. The New York Rangers play Washington. I will tell you that it's a 2-2 series this year. They both split games. They both won on home ice.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington's, they're rolling a little bit, right? Well, so are the Rangers, but yeah. All right. You don't like the Rangers. So I'm curious if you're going to take Washington.
No, after what I saw, I don't watch the Rangers a lot. I don't love their top players as far as the style they play.
Sure.
Like I do think they're good enough to get through Washington, and unless NHL playoffs is about, it's a game of goalie, and Shesterkin's the better goalie of the two in this series, and he allows them to play a little more loose, run and gun. So I can't see the Rangers losing in the round in the first round with Shesterkin. They got a great power play. The other thing too about the playoffs, well, you know this as well as I do. It seems in the first round, there's a ton of penalties because they're trying to they always think they're going to set this standard, but as the games get more and more important, they call less and less. But the first round notoriously has a ton of penalties, and the power plays play a huge fact. I think New York, because of the goaltending, because of the special teams, not as much clutch and grab in the first round. I don't see how New York loses against Washington. They win.
Okay, let's move on to Florida, Tampa. I do. I mean,
that's a tough
I like
one.
The sea. Is it really though? Is it? I mean, the Florida Panthers. Let's. That would be. They're my pick to come out of the East. So yeah. This isn't really much of an issue for me at all. Florida was 2-1 against the Panthers this against the Tampa Bay Lightning this year. Tampa just sat there all year, kind of hanging around a playoff spot. They just got in. They don't seem to be – that's not much of a challenge for me. I think Florida gets this easily.
Yeah, one would think, but the big game experience of guys like – everybody talks about Kucherov, and he's a very good player. He's been great in the playoffs, but I'm a big Braden Point fan. I just think this guy is such a complete hockey player. You got Anthony Cirelli, you got Nick Paul, you got Stamp. They're a tough team to discount, Wally. I almost got this one as a pick-em. It's going to come down to goaltending. With Vasilevskiy and Bobrovsky, there's two really good goalies. If I had to pick one in a playoff series, though, as well as Bobrovsky's played, I think I'm still taking Vasilevskiy. I have a feeling Tampa could upset them. I do.
So down the stretch, Florida in the last six games is 5-0-1, 22 goals for, 7 goals against. I think they're playing really well going into the playoffs, which is what you want.
Yeah, I don't have the power play stats in front of me right now. So
what do you want to know?
I want to know what Tampa's power play is clicking at right now compared to Florida, because as I mentioned, power plays are huge in the first round.
Tampa owns the best power play in the league. Florida is 8th.
Yeah, so both pretty good.
And PK-wise, you're looking at Tampa's 5th, Florida is 6th.
So both special teams are very good. Man, you know, I would – it's tough. I love how Florida plays. I'm on record for – I love Sam Bennett. I think this guy is – you take the mold he's built with, and that's your prototypical playoff player. Matthew Tkachuk as well. Cousins is a rat, tough to play against, good in the playoffs, good defense, big defense. Yeah.
All right, make it quick.
You know what? I'll go differently. You know, take Tampa just because I think their power play could win them the series.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Let's do Carolina and the New York Islanders, the series that no one's really going to pay attention to. Carolina 2-1-1 in 4 games against the New York Islanders. They scored 4 goals in every game.
Yeah. Yeah. How good is New York playing right now, though, heading into the playoffs? Veteran lineup, deep, long defense, good goaltending. I still like Carolina. Carolina's my pick to go to the final. I'll stick with it. I'll take Carolina, but I think this series is going to be a lot closer than people think.
So the Islanders, it's crazy, are 9-1-1 in their last 11 games.
Yeah, they're on a heater.
Yeah, can they keep it up is the question. Yeah.
The thing about Carolina, Wally, and I've watched a bunch of their games, they play with so much – I'll use the word, I don't like using it, but I'll use anything else, structure. They don't give you a lot. Their puck management might be the best in the league as far as the top teams go. So they're going to make New York work, and New York plays the same way. Interesting with the goaltenders, though. You'd probably give the Islanders the edge in goaltending.
I know.
Do you trust? Like, is Freddie Anderson going to be starting for Carolina? Do you trust him?
So here's no, I don't. And I've always said that about Freddie Anderson. Here's a question I have for you. Is the power play or penalty kill more important in the playoffs?
100%.
No, sorry. Which one though? Like if you have the best PK or the best power play, which one if you can only pick one, which one do you want?
I'd probably pick power play. Because as the playoffs go, as they move forward, you're going to get less and less. So you're going to have less opportunities to score on the power play. And if you can get that power play goal, it could mean the difference between winning and losing. So I'll go with power play.
Because I see the Islanders right now down that stretch, the 9-11, those 9-1-1 games, around like 60. I thought their power play was doing, or penalty kill was doing well. By the way, just Carolina with the best penalty kill, second best power play in the league. Wow. So I can see why you like them.
Yeah, and their D, I really like Carolina's D. Wally. I think they've got the deepest group back there from 1 through 6. Like that team doesn't have a lot of holes.
No, it's a very good team. It's just not sexy.
It's not sexy because,
and that's what wins.
It's the way they play. They just grind. They have talent, but their talented guys play with a grinder mentality, which is very tough.
Yes. To look at. The last 21 games, they're 16-4-1.
Yeah, yeah. And I love Rod the Bot as a coach. He's, you know, listening when they bring the cameras in to when Rod talks to the group. It's, I'm older now, and I'm like, man, I'd love to play for that guy. I love how he conducts himself. I love how he handles his team. You can tell his players will go through a wall for him too.
Here's hoping he gets out in round one and gets fired and comes to Ottawa. That's all.
that would be my guy if that ever came available. 100%.
So in those last 21 games, Yorkie, their penalty kill, 4 for 63 at 97%. Or sorry, 93%.
Yeah, and like, penalty kill is just it's work and sacrifice. So obviously, those guys are willing to do those things for their coach.
Okay, let's move on now to the Toronto Maple Leafs against the Boston Bruins. Now, let me set it up here. Toronto lost all 4 games against the Boston Bruins this year.
How come? What are you going with the Bruins? The French? Are these the French Bruins?
I wanted to emphasize the Boston Bruins. I don't know.
Who do you think?
Make a little fun every once in a while.
You go first on this one. I'm a little torn on this one.
So I think the Bruins have been terrible down the stretch.
Me too.
That's what I don't like about their game right now. I don't think they've been playing very good for a little bit here, and that concerns me. So Boston's lost 3 of 4. I don't feel like they've gotten on a roll really down the stretch. They didn't lose a lot. Like, they haven't lost 3 in a row in regulation since November. So, but if this is a time, it's the Toronto time. I don't want Toronto to win. So I'm having a tough time just to say Toronto to win this series, but I think Toronto can win this series.
Have you been drinking the Kool-Aid lately? The Leaf Kool-Aid?
No, but at some point they have to win. Well, I guess not. It's been since 67. But you just feel like with the talent they have amassed in that group, that somehow they can win a round or two. I do know they won a round last year or whatever it was, but
did you watch the highlight the other night from when Willie Nylander went in on the forecheck inside the blue line and basically stopped skating and went to the bench and they got scored on? It went viral. I know there was a high stick and there's circumstances. It looked a lot worse. But man, this is going to be dependent on the guys Toronto brought in. And if they come in and do what they were advertised to do.
Yes.
Like Bertuzzi, Domi. You look on their back end, the moves they did bring Jake McCabe in last year. Does he come in and make a difference? I'm forgetting the guy, the big defenseman they brought in from Washington.
Not Edmondson.
Him too. They've made some moves to make themselves tougher to play against and be more of a playoff team. Boston's already like that. But I was thinking about this too, because I knew we were going to do our picks today. I don't like how Boston's playing right now. They seem to, when they do win, it seems they're not even that convincing of wins.
No.
There's a lack of high-end sexy talent on that team. So when you look at the roster, you're like, how do these guys win? Like, They have like Charlie McAvoy for me is one of the best defensemen in the league that nobody talks about.
Did you see him walk Brady Tkachuk?
He's tremendous. He's a tremendous. Yeah, I saw that. But he's tough to discount Marchand.
Charlie Coyle, like, yeah, they've got talent. There's no question. I just don't like the game they're playing, like you said. I'm going to take the Leafs.
You taking Toronto? Yeah.
Pains me.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If Toronto loses in the first round this year, there's going to be, I think there's a coaching change that follows that. I think this is kind of their last kick at the can here for Sheldon Keith. So, yeah. I'll go down the goaltending. I like Boston's goaltending, although there'll be a lot of pressure on these guys.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
I'll take Boston.
Well, everybody's asking you for your pick.
Yeah. I'm looking on ChatGPT to get my picks right now. No, I'm not. I'll go with Boston just because I like their goaltending, and we'll see. They've matched up.
I like their coach. Jim Montgomery is a huge issue for me. I think he can outcoach Sheldon Keefe.
That's
my issue.
I love their staff too. So Joe Sacco is their forward coach. I played with Joe in Anaheim. Tremendous guy. Actually, he was the head coach of Colorado for a while. Great guy, great coach. Chris Kelly, excellent coach as well. I'm giving the coaching edge to Toronto. Sorry, to Boston, but it'll come down to goaltending, Wally, and that's why I'm taking Boston.
I'm taking the Leafs.
Okay.
I'm going to have a miserable day.
I get it. I know.
Huge, hugely fat.
imagine if they lose, so it's going to be total chaos. Like it's.
So that's what I want to see. I want to see complete, utter chaos.
It's funny.
Because if they replace the coach, Yorkie, then that doesn't guarantee Brendan Shanahan, by the way, job security if they lose round one. This whole thing could be completely revamped.
He's not going anywhere. I don't know anymore. When you get a lot of – you just blame the coach and then move on. The president's got a lot of any sports franchise. You got a lot of mulligans in that bag.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's got enough left. So anyway, we'll see. But I do want to see utter chaos.
Utter chaos. It's funny. When you're in the television business, and when I was working in Toronto for Sportsnet, everybody is cheering for the Leafs because it's good for business. Because it's more money comes in, right? And that's –
Yep. Oh, it's huge for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's massive. So, we'll see. There's going to be pressure-wise. Who's there more pressure on, though? Because I look at one interesting aspect of that series is the goaltending. Boston had huge issues last year in the first round. Remember?
Yeah, Swayman was hurt, right? Or Ullmark was hurt. Swayman was hurt.
Yeah, but they ended up going back and forth. They won. They had that great year, that historic year with the goals against and being so good defensively. And then they just didn't get the saves in the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think there's a lot more pressure on – everyone thinks there's pressure on Toronto and just as much on Boston.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see what happens. All right, Yorkie, I got to get to the rink. So you will spend all day figuring out how to work your BlackBerry and your abacus and your Palm Pilot. And get that sorted out. So we will see you on Monday, everybody. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. See you, everybody.
See you, Yorkie.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.